beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on, yeah, the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, and I'm living now, yeah.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Tonight, out of control, nearly 200,000 new COVID cases in just one day. The new curfews and restrictions across the country. The dire warning from the Coronavirus Task Force.
This is faster, it's broader, and what worries me, it could be longer.
And the grim work one city has inmates and now the National Guard taking on. Airports at their most crowded since the pandemic began, despite the CDC's plea to Americans to stay home for the holiday.
Shut up!
This is NBC Nightly News with Jose Diaz-Balart.
Good evening. As we hit more than 12 million COVID cases today, the country finds itself in a perfect storm. The country finds itself in a perfect storm. A perfect storm.
To the White House tonight, President Trump raising new questions this evening after what he said during a photo op, summoning reporters, telling them this was the calm before the storm. ABC Cecilia Vega asking the White House today, what did he mean?
In the White House state dining room, this is the image President Trump summoned reporters to see. The president smiling, surrounded by his top military leaders and their spouses. Then came the unsolicited, cryptic comment.
You guys know what this represents?
What storm,
Mr.
President?
We have
the world's
great military people in this room. I will tell you that.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
And today in the Oval Office, we tried again.
Mr. President, what did you mean by calm before the storm yesterday? What did you mean by that?
Thank you very much.
After a wink and a pause.
You'll find out.
As we hit more than 12 million COVID cases today, the country finds itself in a perfect storm.
It's getting scary as a nurse. I would 100% be lying if I said I wasn't nervous to go to work next week.
Deaths are now climbing in 35 states and Puerto Rico, and hospitalizations are rising in every state. A research team in Texas estimates their daily death count could triple over the next 2 weeks. A county judge in El Paso now asking the governor for permission to reimpose a curfew. And the National Guard is now on hand as the city's main morgue and 9 mobile morgues are filling up with the bodies of those who have died.
It's a phony fake show. It's a phony fake show. Phony fake show.
I believe we're looking for a site that we would be able to refrigerate. We're expecting that we're going to be needing it, unfortunately.
But huge portions of the public are still unwilling to accept the danger coronavirus poses, and it's frustrating scientists like Dr. Anthony Fauci as they repeatedly trumpet the need for masks and social distancing.
It's astounding how what you said is true, that people who are in IC beds, people who are in the hospital, still believe it's a hoax.
No shit.
You won't steal my thunder, no! And you told some of the biggest lies that I've ever heard of in my whole life!
But others are sharing the lessons they learned the hard way. Tennessee mother Emily Brown was put on a ventilator at 31 weeks pregnant. She woke up 30 days later having already given birth.
I took COVID very lightly before. I didn't care about wearing a mask, or I thought, oh, that's stupid. Well, it's not, because this COVID is real.
And as the president focuses on fighting the election results, the coronavirus continues to sweep through his inner circle. 4 White House aides have tested positive this week, as has Donald Trump Jr., asymptomatic and under quarantine.
You may have seen it by now, but apparently I got the Rona.
But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on, yeah.
They're showing you that it's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake! It's fake! It's a fake show! It's a phony fake show! It's fake! It's fake! It's fake! It's fake! It's fake!